In this bulletin, Ash Barty announces her shock retirement from tennis at the age of 25. Survey results reveal the reality of sexual harassment and assault on university campuses. And in sport, Rafael Nadal confirms he'll be out of action for at least a month after injuring his ribs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Women's World number one, Ash Barty, has announced her shock retirement from professional tennis. The 25-year-old, who hasn't played since winning the Australian Open women's singles title in January, made the announcement in a video posted to Instagram. The Queenslander says she first started thinking about retiring after claiming the women's singles title at Wimbledon last year. She says she's thankful for everyone who supported her in her career and is leaving tennis feeling proud and fulfilled.
I'm so grateful to everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more. But I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams. And to put the rackets down.
Suspended global pastor Brian Houston has resigned from the Hillsong Church following revelations of his alleged mistreatment of women. It follows an apology issued by the church on Friday over allegations of Houston's conduct towards two women. The Global Board says in a statement that Hillsong acknowledges change is needed and has committed to an independent review of its governance structure and processes. Voluntary-assisted dying advocates are pushing for New South Wales Parliament to sit extra days amid concerns legislation allowing terminally ill people to die on their own terms has stalled. The bill is due to be debated in the upper house today, but with just over 2 hours earmarked for debate, there are concerns that it's insufficient time to deal with the issue. The bill's sponsor, Adam Searle, says debate in the lower house took over 25 hours.
If we're going to proceed at this pace, it won't be done in the balance of this parliament. It would not be acceptable if intransigence in the upper house allowed this matter to drift.
A new survey has found that almost half of the university student population has experienced sexual harassment at least once in their lifetime. The 2021 National Student Survey asked more than 43,000 students about their experiences of sexual assault and harassment. It found 1 in 6 students have been sexually harassed since starting university, and 1 in 12 has been harassed in the past year. The results also show women are more likely to be sexually harassed than men, and gender-diverse students are at the greatest risk. Former football star Craig Foster has slammed Australia's treatment of asylum seekers and refugees during an address to the National Press Club. In a speech reflecting on his humanitarian work in recent years, Mr. Foster took aim at Australia's refusal to allow recognised asylum seekers and refugees who arrive by boat to resettle here, saying he could not understand what the government has done to innocent humans. He says the detention of refugees and asylum seekers has become normalised and expected in our political and cultural life.
We must, all of us, reflect on the speed of our descent from mandatory detention just 3 decades ago under the Keating government to indefinite imprisonment today for an average of 689 days in conditions that are deliberately inhumane and punitive. This is 12 times that of the US. Canada's average is just 14 days.
To sport, an Australian Open men's champion, Rafael Nadal, may be unable to compete until May after suffering a stress fracture to a rib. Nadal reached the final in Indian Wells but needed treatment during his semi-final victory over Carlos Alcaraz and was clearly hampered in a straight sets defeat by Taylor Fritz on Sunday. The 35-year-old has confirmed his return to Spain and a stress crack in one of his ribs, which means he'll be out of action for 4 to 6 weeks. The Spaniard will almost certainly miss the Monte Carlo Masters and the Barcelona Open, and he could also be forced to sit out the Madrid Open at the beginning of May. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 32 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 23, similar conditions in Melbourne and 20, partly cloudy in Hobart and 20 as well, a shower or two in Canberra and 22, showers in Wollongong and 21, much the same in Sydney and a top of 22 degrees, showers as well in Newcastle and 23, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 31, mostly sunny in Cairns, 32, and a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.